Hello, and welcome to the Get the Acceptance Letter podcast. My name is Treasure Shields Redmond, and I am the founder of Get the Acceptance Letter Academy. It's where I help busy parents of college-bound teens secure top-tier education without massive debt. You can find out more at gettheacceptanceletter.online. Today, I'm talking about what makes a wonderful recommendation letter. You know, recommendation letters are a key part of the scholarship emergency bag that every college-bound teen should have. The scholarship emergency bag is what my last podcast was about. You can find out more about it on iTunes, Podbean, or any other place that you receive podcasts. So, what makes a great recommendation letter? Well, first, it needs to be from someone that the student has actually had experience with, someone whose class they've actually been taught in, someone who actually mentored them, someone who actually sponsored a club or public service project they were a part of. I can't tell you how many people think, oh, I just need to get someone famous or someone well-known or someone with a title that will be impressive on their letterhead to write a recommendation letter for my student. It is so much more powerful when the recommender can write from actual experience. Next, the recommendation letter needs to hit on one or two experiences that the writer had with the child. And they want to use active language: campaigned, solicited, led, managed, developed, founded. Those are all the types of words that let people reading the letter know that this person has looked deeply at the skills and qualities of the student that they're recommending. Number three, it should be on letterhead. If they are a high school teacher, it should be on the school system's letterhead. If they are, for instance, a Girl Scout troop leader, then it should be on troop letterhead or Girl Scout letterhead. If they're a member of the corporate community, then it should be on their company's letterhead. All right, number four, you want to make it short enough in order to be scanned properly by whoever's reading it. So, a recommendation letter need not go over one page. And it should introduce who the recommender is. It should then hit upon how the recommender knows the recommendee. And then it should share 1 to 3 instances that prove that this student deserves a recommendation. All right, and then the final one. The recommendation should be signed and sent in the way that the opportunity requires. If the opportunity requires that the recommendation does not touch the hands of the recommendee, meaning it should be sent directly from the recommender or through a platform system such as a scholarship system or a clearinghouse for recommendations and resumes, then that's how it should be sent. If the young person can hand deliver it or email it themselves as an attachment, then that is how it should be sent. I can't tell you how many people get great recommendations and then they shoot themselves in the foot by not following the full directions for how to deliver them. So, here's what you should do to find recommenders. Think of the people in your child's life who have sponsored, mentored, taught, and helped them for a length of time, at least a year. And that would include in faith communities, choir directors, youth pastors are also included. I hope that you have a great time pulling together these items so that your son or daughter can get a debt-free degree. Until then, happy admissions.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.